Our epidemic case study, we are studying AIDS by Michael, Eric, and Kimberly.
Acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, AIDS, is a syndrome caused by infection with the human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, with ensuing compromise of the body's immune system. Having AIDS disables and makes the immune system unable to fight back against sicknesses, so it is easier and more fatal dying to sickness. AIDS is caused by HIV. HIV destroys the immune system's helper T cells. When an invader comes, your body can no longer activate B cells. A person with AIDS can die from a strong cold. The major symptoms are fever, 38 Celsius, sore throat, body rash, nausea and vomiting, and severe headache.
Alright, the virus that causes AIDS is called HIV. HIV is passed along through bodily fluids. The disease spreads by certain body fluids from a person who already has HIV. These fluids are blood, semen, and breast milk. HIV also spreads by having unprotected contact or sharing injection drug equipment or infected needles. When used correctly, every time you have sex, condoms are the best way to prevent sexually transmitted infections such as HIV. Use a new condom every time you have an affair. Reduce your number of sexual partners. This can lower your chances of having a partner who would transmit HIV to you. Unfortunately, there is no cure for AIDS and no vaccine because the virus keeps changing. Fortunately, HIV/AIDS is a much more manageable condition today. New drugs have been developed that help strengthen the patient's immune system. Still, it is a devastating condition and much more research is needed to eliminate this threat.
The definition for immunodeficiency is a state in which the immune system is not able to fight back the viruses and diseases because of its absence. There are two types of immunodeficiency disorders, those you are born with, primary, and those that are acquired, secondary. Anything that can weaken your immune system can lead to secondary immunodeficiency. If the AIDS disease comes to the middle school campus, we should shut down the school for a bit. Because although HIV usually spreads through affairs, it can also spread from sneezing and coughing, making it easier to pass HIV around and infect people.
That is our epidemic case study. Thank you for listening. Internet, I click you goodbye.